We're in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, the halachas Nesias Kapayim. We are up to Sif Mem Beis. We'll be doing Mem Beis through Mem Dalad. Mem Beis, Hecholol Eino Noseas Kapav. A Cholol does not do Nesias Kapayim. A Cholol is a Kohen that was born from Psulei Kohuna, such as a Zona Grusha Chalola, and Midirabonon a Chalutza as well. And a Cholol Durabonon is also Pasuf Nesias Kapayim. Now, I called him a Kohen. The truth is, he's not. We learn out that he is not bikihuno. A cholol is not zara da aron. A chol is not considered a kohen altogether. And that's why he cannot do nesias kapayim. It means a cholol is not a kohen puzzle. A cholol is not a kohen altogether. Sif mem gimel. Acher shivis yimei avelis. So now he's talking about an ovel. After the shiva, no se kapav. Whereas ubesoch shivus yimei avelis yetsa mi beis hakneses v'shal shakorei kohanim, so it is the machaber shita that an ovel can duchin, but during shiva he should not duchin, and instead he should leave the shul when they call kohanim. The reason being because al pidin there is no ptur of an ovel from the nesias kapayim. It is only that avelim were knowing not to do nesias kapayim. As a result of that, he shouldn't be there when they call Kohanim, because it's for him too. Now, why is it that an ovel does not do Nesias Kapayim altogether, or an ovel talks Shiva? That is because the bracha is supposed to be done through Simcha. The Pasuk says, Tov Lev Hu Yivarech, and we're afraid that someone who's an Avelis is not a Tov Lev at that point. Says the Ramah, V'yesh omrim, the chol zmano avelis afilu ad yud beis chodesh al aviv v'alimo, eino noso es kapa, v'cheinogim dines elu. The minig of the Ramah is that an ovel, an aviv imo all 12 months, and for shar krovim for 30 days, does not do birkas kohanim at all, even though birkas kohanim is Shabbos, or is on Yontif in the Ramah's places. Nevertheless, an ovel wouldn't. That is not. Still, he is not considered. He's not considered the simcha. Now, what happens if they called him to go up? Then, of course, he has to. That's a mitzvah saseh. A minhag is not going to be mevatel the mitzvah saseh. Now, the mechaber shita was that it's only during shiva that he doesn't duchen. So the Mishtabura adds to that, if somebody did not begin Shiva, for example, the case of someone where on Yontif they did a Kvura, the Shiva only begins after Yontif. Nevertheless, on that Yontif, in Chol HaMoed they did the Kvura, so on Yontif, although he didn't begin his Shiva Simei Avelis yet, he should not duchen even according to the Mechaber. Also, an Onin, even when there's no halacha of aninus, an onin is part of an amitzis and of course would not do birkas kohanim. But let's say the case of an onin on a day that there is no aninus. For example, chas v'shalom, if there's a ptira on yontif itself, so that day of yontif, if the kvura is not going to take place on that day, then the krovim are not considered oninim because they can't bury them anyway. Nevertheless, they should not duchen if they are kohanim. What happens if in shul there is only one kohen? And we know that the mitzvah d'oraisa is when there are two kohanim and you call kohanim. What should one do if they're an ovel? So, if you're talking about toch shiva, they still would not duchen. But if you're talking about during the Yud Beis Chodesh al Ovev V'Imo, which is a minig only mentioned in the Ramah, so there... or toch lamed al shar krovim, there, in order to enable a birkas kohanim daraisa, the Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that they should duchen. So an oval toch yud beis chodesh, who is the second kohen, should duchen. Even though, according to the Ramah, the minig is the toch yud beis chodesh, an oval doesn't duchen. Sif mem dalet. Kohen afopishu ponui nosei es kapov, even though he's not married, he does nesias kapayim. Now, why shouldn't he do nesias kapayim? So we said that nesias kapayim is supposed to be done besimcha, and a shori below isha is a shori below simcha. Nevertheless, the mechaber says that he could duchen. The Ramah says, Haga, v'yesh omim de'eno nosei es kapov, da shori below isha, shori below simcha, v'amavorech yesh lo lios besimcha. V'nohagu shenose kapav afal bishenu nosui. Says the Ramah, the minag is like the machaber that a ponui, someone who is single, will still do nasiyas kapayim. U'mikol makom harotza shalolisas kapav ein mochin biyado. What happens if you have a bocher who really feels that he's not besimcha and as a result of it does not want to do nasiyas kapayim? We cannot be mocha. We would not protest. He should make sure to leave the shul before he is told to go up, because he has a chiyuv d'oraisa to go up. Now the Ramah says, up until now there was a discussion of nesiyas kapayim, and the assumption was that nesiyas kapayim is every day. Says the Ramah, nagu b'chol medinas elu sheinosin kapayim ela biyontif. The minhag in these medinas, in these places, is that nesiyas kapayim is only on yontif, mishum she'oz shruyin besimchas yontif v'tov lev hu yivorech. It is because then, dafka then, that people are really besimcha, and then they can give a bracha. Mashen kein b'shar yamim, afilu b'shabosis ashana, shetrudim birhurim al mechiosam v'al bitul malachtan. Whereas during the year, people are very much troubled by their concerns for their livelihood. The bitul malacha mentioned here doesn't mean that on Shabbos people are upset that they can't work and there's bitul malacha. Obviously, a Jew that shomer Shabbos doesn't have that daiga. The issue it means is simply that nesiyas kapayim during the week will take away from malacha. But people are generally troubled because of their concern for their livelihood. Vafilu biyontif einosin kapayim ela b'tfilas musaf. And even on yontif, the minig is not to do nesiyas kapayim until musaf. Sheyotzim oz v'beis hakneses v'yismuchu b'simchas yontif, because it is immediately before the meal of simchas yontif. Where shachris, the meal is a long time away, and people are still not b'simcha. So therefore, the minag in those places is to duchen only in musaf and of yontif. Now, The minag in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down the minag in Egypt as well, is to do nesiyas kapayim every day, and the poskim are meshabeach that, and this is the minag in Eretz Yisrael to this very day, and Sfardim in Chutz Laretz, even outside Eretz Yisrael, keep the minag of the mechaber of doing Birkas Kohanim daily. Now the Ramah goes on. The Chol Shachris Umusav Shein Nosdim Bo Kapayim Shein Nosdim Bo Kapayim Omer Hashatz Lekinu Velekei Avoseinu Kliel Sof Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. Whenever there is no Birkas Kohanim, there is Elokeinu Velekei Avoseinu instead. The Yom Kippurim Nosdim Bo Kapayim Kamo BeYontif. On Yom Kippur there is Nesiyas Kapayim like Yontif. So one may ask, on Yom Kippur, is one besimcha like on Yontif? On Yontif itself, we said that you wait for Musaf because people know they're about to go eat, so there's Simchas Yontif. On Yom Kippur, they're not going to eat. So why is there Simchas Yontif? The Teretz says the Simcha of Mechilas Avonis on Yom Kippur. That is what enables Birkas Kohani. V'yesh Mekomas Shenosim Bo Kapayim B'Ni'ilah, V'yesh Mekomas Afilu B'Shachris. There are different minhagim on Yom Kippur, some even Shachris, others in Ni'ilah, and others just in Musaf. With regard to Nesiyas Kapayim on Yontif, that is Shabbos, some have a minag of not doing Nesiyas Kapayim. However, the minag generally is that Nesiyas Kapayim is done. There will be one difference, and that is that later we're going to see there is this inyan of saying the various tefillahs during Nesiyas Kapayim. They are not said on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down a minhag that Kohanim who duchin just on Yontif are zohir in Tfilas Ezra. They're zohir to go to the mikvah before davening on Yontif. So even if these are people that wouldn't otherwise be makayim of the mitzvah l'tar atzma v'yontif beregel, where everyone really is supposed to be tar for Yontif, but for the sake of Birkas Kohanim, they'll make sure to go to the mikvah in the morning on Erev Yontif.